Y'all are standing so long, I feel Catholic. All right, who brought your Bible this morning? Everybody's got a Bible, wave it in the air. Amen. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Lord, we pray that you touch the ears and hearts of those that are in this room today, that they would be able to hear exactly what you want them to hear and to understand exactly what you would have them understand, and that they would not forget the word, but they would remember it and apply it to their life. And that when they apply this word to their life, your power would be matched with it, and it would bring about a change. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say amen. What are we talking about this morning? What have we been talking about the last three services? Encouragement. Go ahead, Kelly. Somebody say praise God for Kelly. Look at somebody and point it right. Just touch them and say, I just want you to be encouraged. Tell them, come on, just put a little cheesy smile on your face. Just say, I just want you to be encouraged. That's what things are all about. Everybody say, be encouraged. First of all, you get lucky this morning because hopefully if we talk about it, you'll be encouraged this morning. Amen. But you know what? As I was praying, you know, thank God for the Holy Spirit. How many believe in the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ is alive? Amen. Well, one of the ways you can get courage is you come to church and get your faith built up. Amen. But do you know when you come to church, you come to church, right? Everybody say, come to church. To do what? To bless God. I just want you to remember that this is kind of off the point a little bit, but I was praying and this was in my heart this morning. So many people think, well, I can get exactly what I need on the TV. I can get exactly what I need. It's all good for me. I get exactly what I need. Everybody say, what I need. You know, the word that's spoken the most in the American language is what? I. We say I more than everything else, and people get their whole religious experience and everything about church, everything about God, and it's all wrapped around that word, I. Well, I can make it. I don't need to go to church because I got enough this week. I can make it. I've got enough strength, you know. And when I go to church to get something out of it. Thank God you do get something out of it. How many of you go to church and get something out of it? But it's more than what you get out of it. It's what you bring to it. You go to church because you bring something to. Somebody say, I bring something to church. I go to church to bring my love. I go to church to bring my support, my joy, my encouragement, my faith, amen, my offering. I come to contribute. You know, that's what church is all about. See, so many people get messed up in their life because they think, well, I'm not getting anything out of it. Well, dummy, bring something to it. Whether you get anything out of it whatsoever, it's what you bring to it that will matter on the last day. God's not saying, did you come to church? No, God's not saying, what did you get out of church in the last day? What did you get out of church? He said, what did you bring to church? So many people can't bring anything to church because they don't go. So they say, I go to church because it's what I bring that matters. People say, well, God can do house calls. Yes, he can do house calls. Amen. But only you can bring what you have to offer to God. Amen. So we got to really change because we change our society. Everything is so us would focus into us. Jesus came to us that we might be able to go to him. Amen. He's already taken his step. Now you must take your step to worship, to praise, to honor, and to love. And to care. God is always with you. So it's not a matter whether you're going to, you know, going to get more of God because he's right there before you leave. It's you going to him that makes the difference. And so it says, well, I can go to God in my closet, but you can't encourage your brother in your closet. Amen. You can't encourage your brother in your closet. You can do that. Amen. There is something about corporate worship. Something about corporate worship and corporate responsibility. Amen. That you can only get from church. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say, well, I got everything God wanted me to have. Well, dummy, you missed it. It's not all about what God wanted you to have. Did you give everything that God wanted you to give? That's our mindset. Why did he go there? Because we're talking about courage. Everybody say the word courage. You know, and you need to be encouraged. And that word encourage, see, how many want some courage and you want encouragement? Encouragement means to strengthen and to empower. How many want more strength and more power to do what God wants you to do? Well, many people don't have strength and power because they don't sow strength and power. Because you reap what you sow. Now, just think about this. And how can I get? You said, well, I can't give anything because I never get anything. But you know what? If you start giving out of yourself, giving out words of encouragement. You'll start to reap words of encouragement because the strength that you need, you're going to get it from somebody else. So say, I'm going to get it directly from God. Well, listen, God abides on the inside of us. The closest thing you're going to see to Jesus today is probably me or the person sitting right beside you. Amen. Until he comes in the sky. Amen. So we got to learn that God moves through people. We are his hands, his feet, you know, his voice. Amen. And you got to realize that I want God to show up on the scene. Why don't you start to act right? Amen. And maybe he will. Chances are God will manifest himself through you. So if we want to have courage, we must sow courage. Even when we don't. Somebody say, it's a choice. It's a choice and it's a decision. You know, it's the act of our will. You know, I choose to do what God would have me do, even though it doesn't feel right at the time. I'm going to have courage and sow courage. And I tell you what, if I can sow it, amen, I can get it back. You got to realize that it's something that you need. So many people need so many things, but they never do anything to get what they need. And wanting something is not going to get it to you. We can talk about courage all you want to and say, boy, I want that courage. But until you start to sow courage and encouragement, you're not going to be able to reap any of it, even if you're void of it. As long as you can make a decision, you have more than enough to give. But you got to stop thinking about yourself, maybe just for about 5 seconds, amen, to get what you need from God. Some people say, I'm just so cast out. I'm just so worn out. I can't make it another step. Well, you're going to stay where you are until you realize that somebody else might be exactly where you are. And if you want that strength, you want that courage, you got to forget your miserable circumstance, your miserable situation just for 3 seconds and think about somebody else and say, I want you to have a good day. I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about. So how many would like to try that just for 3 seconds? How many got some crud this morning? Come on! I mean, everybody's got it. How many got some stuff? You know, we've all got junk, and we all come to have our junk taken care of. And we all think, we all just get so wrapped up into our stuff. My bills, my back, my head, my wife, my husband. Lord, them kids. Come on, you know what it's like. That job, that person on my job, I can't take it anymore. And somebody's got to do something about it. But if we can get beyond all of our stuff, I guarantee you God will get to your stuff. We refuse to have the miracle of faith in Christianity to happen in our bodies because everybody is so focused on themselves. If you can't get anything out, you can't get anything in. If you open the door to let stuff out, amen, the power and the grace of God will get in. Somebody told me a story. I don't know who it was. It might have been Tommy or I don't know about the doors. You notice that when you go out these doors, that these doors in public places now will only open to the outside, that they're not supposed to open to the inside anymore. Haven't you ever realized that front door, when you go there, hopefully if this building's new enough, the doors will only open to the outside in case you have to get out. People rush the door, and the door won't open because they're all right on the door. In a case of emergency, the door opens to the outside. And many people get stuck in their problems because they got all this stuff. They say, I've got to get out of this mess. I'm going to get out of here. And they go rushing to the door. Amen. They got to realize that the door only opens to the outside. Are you understanding? Is that kind of confusing? The front door, right there to the church, it goes this. If you go this way, you know, if we all start to rush that door, if I say fire, amen, we all start to run. Or if I say they're giving out money in the parking lot, amen, we'll all start to rush. Everybody say, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back, Pastor. But we'd all be rushing on that door, right? And we'd all get stuck there, amen, because we got to realize, amen, that the door opens from the outside, opens to the outside. If you want God to get into you, you got to realize that the door will open to the outside. As you open up to others, amen, God can get into you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if you want God to move, say, hey, I got to forget, first of all, the first thing I got to do to get myself taken care of, I got to think about somebody else. Even Jesus says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. There are a lot of people that would love to help you, but they're so stuck in their mess that they can't help you. I got a problem of my own, Brother Rex, can't handle you right now. Let me work through this and I'll get there. Amen? But you have the power to start a miracle today just by thinking about somebody else. Somebody say encouragement. And I see people get stuck in ruts for years. I'm just so worn out. I can't take it another step. You know, until they start to think about somebody else, they'll be worn out and not be able to take another step. Selfishness is a vacuum. Write that down. Selfishness is a vacuum. Amen. It sucks all the junk in. It'll suck the life out of you. Amen. Amen. But love is overflowing. Amen. And that's where the power, that's where God will meet your need. Amen. So if you want God to start, you know, God does meet needs and God does work miracles. God meets needs and he does work miracles and he does come through. And if you want that power to start to operate in your life and start to flow in your life, start it. Open a door. Amen. So everybody say encourage. That means to make strong, to cause, to repair something, or to have someone remain strong. And we're talking about one type of encouragement here. Why don't you go in your Bibles to 1 Samuel. It's a choice. Say, I will have courage. You just got to make up your mind. You refuse to be afraid. You know, you know what fear is? Fear is nothing but perverted faith. Fear has the same power that faith has. Did you know that? Except it's fear in what you believe the devil will do. And so many people are professional. I mean, they are strong. They have the gift of fear. It's really a curse of fear. You know, some people have the gift of faith. They can believe God to do anything. But there are certain people, they can take a wonderful day and turn it into a nightmare. You ever met them people? I call them slept rock spirits, you know. You ever seen slept rock on the Flintstones? Everywhere slept rock went, there was a big cloud over his head and thunder and lightning. Amen. And all the kids be playing out there and slept rock walking, a big old cloud over his head. Amen. You, listen, to get out of fear, it is a choice. Circumstances don't give you, amen, courage. Circumstances won't give you fear. Amen. It's a decision and it's a choice. Somebody say praise the Lord. Because if circumstances, listen, if circumstances is what caused fear, that means everybody would get it. You know, if you're afraid of what's going to happen to you today, you know, I'm right here with you. How come I'm not afraid? Not going to happen to me, but I'm not afraid of what's going on in your life. So it's not, situations don't cause fear. Fear comes from a decision. It's a choice. Amen? And you can choose whether you're going to be afraid or whether you're going to be in faith. And I tell you what, when you decide you're going to be in faith, life gets a lot better. We used to run around here biting our fingernails for Jesus. What do you mean biting your fingernails for Jesus? We were trying to run this ministry, and we'd have some things we'd have to do, and rough days were coming. We didn't know how we'd handle it, you know. And boy, we'd have the fear. We'd turn on fear. Oh, Lord, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Fear, fear, fear. You know, and it was a miserable life. Then I got to the point, you know, I said, guess what? I don't care what's going down. I ain't going to be afraid of nothing. Amen. If the ship sinks, which it won't, amen. I'm going to go down singing a song. Amen? Amen. You got to have that type of thing. Say, one thing I decide to do, no matter what happens, I will never, everybody say never, never, ever fear. I will always have courage and faith. Now, right here in 1 Samuel chapter, let's go, is it 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 3? What does it say there? Is it, so David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. Is that where we're at? Yeah. All right. And their wives and sons and daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power. Remember we read that? Going down to 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because of the soul of the people was grieved, every man for his sons and daughters. But David did what? Strengthened himself, or encouraged himself in the Lord. You know, it's all right to have some stuff messed up. David had some stuff messed up in his life. We think if things get messed up in our life, everything's all, you know, I must be doing something wrong. Let me tell you what, you can have everything messed up this morning, but you can encourage yourself in God. And when you encourage yourself in God, you'll have power to get out of where you are. That's how healing happens. That's how people turn hopeless situations around. They decide, listen, I can't do anything with that, but what I can do is I can build myself up in God. The Bible says, for when I'm weak, that's when I'm strong. Everybody, how many of you want to be strong in Jesus Christ? Amen. Whenever you sense weakness in any area of your life and you need strength, build yourself up in the Lord. Somebody say, take the big escape. My family used to tease me because I was one of the first ones saved in my family. And we had all kind of stuff, and everybody ran to something. We all run to something. When stuff goes wrong, some people run to a bottle. Some people run to a crack pipe. Some people run out of relationships. Amen. Some people run back to bed. I'm not going to get up. I can't take it. I don't want to face the sunshine. Right? How many of you know people run when things go wrong? Well, one of the things I did, my family used to get mad and crack jokes about me because I would always run to Jesus. They say, Jesus is not going to stop your problem. You better face reality. No, I tell you what, I ran where I got strength. You can run to Jesus and he will strengthen you. And some people say, oh, you're running from reality. Run to Jesus and wait on God. It will turn out to your favor. I did it and it worked for me and it will work every time. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I want to develop your faith and your confidence that you can turn your situation over to Jesus Christ and he is there. There is a God. There is a God and he does come through. Amen. It's just not positive confession. Thank God for positive confession. But there is a man named Jesus. Amen. And when people run to him and wait on him, he comes through and he works miracle and he changes things. Hallelujah. How many believe in Jesus? Hallelujah. Jesus is greater than your circumstance. He's greater than your situation. And you've got to learn how to be outstanding. Outstanding people get great things done. What do you mean outstanding? God, I was praying one time and we had to there's some things you just got to walk through. Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Yeah, you got evil circumstances and situations and things that might make you lose your mind, but you can walk through it if you fear no evil. I want you to look at your problem, look at your difficulty, look at your situation, and walk straight on through it. Say, I'm not going to be afraid of a thing. Hallelujah. It's a choice. People say, how do you develop yourself? I'm listening to Brother Hagin, Brother Copeland for 20 years. Listening to the old boy for 20 years talking about great faith and all this other stuff. You know what? I'd applied, learned all the scriptures, learned all that stuff. Then it had to come down to a decision. Had to follow down a decision. You know, faith come by hearing, hear by the word of God. I heard all that word and stuff. But you know what the decision was? I just decided I'm not going to be afraid anymore. It's a choice. How many got the boogeyman facing you tomorrow morning? Some of you got the boogeyman when you go home. What do you mean the boogeyman? I don't want to face. How many got something you refuse to face? Wiggle your finger and let me know if I'm on the right track. If not, we can close out. And y'all get blessed and get an early service. Amen? You got to look at it. You got to look at it, and first of all, it's not going to change. God's not going to jump on any circumstance in your life until you stop becoming, until you're not afraid of it. I'm going to say amen. If you can remove the fear, God will remove the situation or the circumstance. Faith moves God. Amen. Fear moves your knees, causes them to buckle. Amen. But faith moves God. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. We're out there today. But it's still good. Say, I will not fear. So listen, he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Cutting out? Yes. Amen. Let me get another. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Give me this one. You got to change this battery probably. All right. Somebody say, thank God for Brother Jesse. Now let's go on. So he went there, and we learned that he encouraged himself through praise and worship. You can hide yourself in the presence of God and encourage yourself just by worshiping Jesus. Escape the circumstance and just get in there and say, I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus. I will escape. Somebody say, I'm just going to put a song on and take me away. There's a little soap. Anyone remember that Calgon soap? When women get in the tub and they say, Calgon, take me away. Well, you got to learn how to say, Hezekiah, take me away. Yolanda, take me away. Crystal Lewis, take me away. Worship, take me away. I need to escape. And sometimes you need to get away and refresh yourself and renew yourself. So many people escape their problems, but they escape to the wrong place. You need to learn to escape in Jesus Christ. And when you come back, you'll be a lot stronger than when you first left. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So I'm trying to get on here. Let's skip on down to verse 8. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall we pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And the Lord said, answered, yes, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them without fail, recover all. So David went, he and his 600 men, and they pursued. Amen. But some stayed behind. Everybody say, some stay behind. This is one of the things that I can't get. I just can't figure out. I had a problem getting to this portion we've been talking about today because I didn't want to teach just some stay behind stuff. You know, because my heart, you know, my flesh kind of related to some of those other boys with the ones that stayed behind. You know, there were some people that decided to stay behind and they were going to go and attack. And they wanted to hang back.
They didn't want to go forward and fight. And then all of a sudden, those that were strong, those that went ahead and fight, they came back with all the spoil. Whenever you go out to battle, you'll have some spoil. And if you don't go to battle, you'll never have spoil. You hear what I'm saying? Well, these boys went out there and they went to battle and they won and they got back. They recovered all that those boys had stolen. They brought it back. Those that stayed behind wanted a piece of what the other ones that went out there and battled got. And they said, no, you won't get any of this. You didn't go to battle. So what do you want some of it for? How many of you feel that way? So they say, I had a problem with that. You know, when we build churches, we build ministry. You can relate this to any way you want to, but I build it in this way. I know we're going to win. And I know we'll recover all, but now is when the battle's on. See, people like to jump in things when it's rolling, when everything's good. All the bills are paid, then they show up. Amen. They don't want to build it, but once it's built, they'll come. It's like that feel. You build it, they'll come. Amen. But they don't want to get there and build it with you. Amen. Hallelujah. I had a problem with that. You know, God really confronted me with that, you know, because I was developing an attitude in advance. I said, I'd wait till they show up. I said, they ain't going to get none of this. We're going to lock the door. We'll build a nice one and just have so many seats, amen, with a swipe card to get in. But you got to have the right heart. We got to realize that those, I'm going to shut up because I promised myself that I was going to let y'all out, but you can get enough from this. There are some things that you're facing in your life that you have courage for that others seem weak in. Yeah, there were some boys that stayed behind in this battle, and they stayed behind just because they were afraid. But there were others that stayed behind because they had other things assigned to them. Amen. They were fighting a battle on a different level. Everybody might not be able to do everything you can do. Amen. To hang the way you can hang, to fight the way you can, but they are fighting in different areas. And what I noticed, there were some boys that just stayed behind, amen, because they were at Bethel and Gilgal. You remember Gilgal? Who knows what Bethel and Gilgal is, you Bible school students? What are those places? Schools, everybody say schools, of the prophets. It just seems that some of the boys that stayed behind, you know, I thought they were just lazy. No, they stayed behind because they went to battle in prayer. They went back to the schools of battle. They went back to the school of prayer, the place of Bethel, the place where God speaks, the place of Gilgal. And while these others went out there and they won and they did everything they could do, these others stayed behind. But they didn't just stay behind and look stupid. They stayed behind and they battled on a different level. Amen. We are all fighting, and that's one of the things we got to do is we got to know those that labor among us. Somebody say amen. You know, you don't know everything that everybody does, and neither do I. There was one woman in the Bible, you know, she was working, and Jesus was ministering, and she was in the kitchen doing all she had to do, and she had one sister just sitting up at Jesus' feet. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. And the other sister was working herself silly, and that sister got offended. You know, she said, listen, why don't you tell this other one to get up and come and help me with this? Help me out here. Somebody say, I need some help. Anybody been like that? You know, when we're so busy thinking about ourselves, we always think of what somebody else is not doing or what somebody else should be doing. Can I tell you something? We never know what anybody else is doing. You never know what people are doing for you. And sometimes you never know what people really mean to you. People in your life that you may see most insignificant, I tell you what, they're doing something for you. So you got to honor them and love them. Amen? Boy, I run my mouth too much this morning. Why don't you stand up where you are? Hallelujah. So say, I will have courage. And my courage will strengthen others. I will realize, amen, that I'm not in this thing by myself. I'm not winning by myself. There are others that cause me to come into victory. I'm not by myself. Amen. You know, there was one prophet in the Bible said, I'm out here all by myself. He said, listen, there are 10,000 others that have not bowed their knee. Amen. To Baal. Amen. You're stronger than you think you are. Amen. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen. And the same one that's in you is in somebody else. And they're making a difference in your life. Look at the person that's standing beside you or behind you. And I want you to tell them, I make a difference in your life. And because you know me, things are going to get better. Tell somebody that right now. Say, I make a difference in your life, and because you know me, things are going to get better. Therefore, you be encouraged in Jesus' name. Grab somebody and put your hand on their back real quick, and I want you to pray for them right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just start to pray for them right now. Find yourself somebody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. Just start to pray for them right now. And I want you to tell them, say, God is going to work it out. Whatever you're dealing with, God is going to work that thing out. He's going to turn it around. I promise you, no weapon formed against you going to prosper. You've got deliverance. Amen. Amen. God is on your side. I speak it and I prophesy it right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever you need, God will supply. And I have to pray that God turns it around rapidly. Amen. An immediate turnaround right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare the blessing of the Lord over you. I declare increase over you in the name of Jesus. Supernatural increase. You be encouraged. You be encouraged. God is with you, and so are we. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We get to have church tonight at 7 o'clock. Isn't that good?